All right. So 29-3, Chillicothe, 10 from Clampett, 5 from Jones, 3 for Keithley, 5 for Parkey, 2 for Leatherman, 4 for Jalen Reeder. Field goal from Lily Harold and a free throw from Katie Ripple, and that's it. You know, it's usually not good when you have more fouls than points in the second quarter. I'm just saying. Harrisonville on a bit of a rebuilding effort on their girls basketball program. Harrisonville, Lily Harold pulls up, free throw line, drains it. Good looking shot by Lily Harold that time. 29-5. That stops about a 22-0 run by Chillicothe. Lady Hornets, baseline right, Hannah Jones, Clampett up top to Leatherman. Circle left to Keithley. Over to Clampett, smiling, hustles over to the left corner for the pass. Back to Keithley on the wing. Still man-to-man defense from Harrisonville. Keithley drives the baseline, then bumps it out to Parkey. Three-pointer, nothing but the bottom of the net. K-Bob looking sharp on that one. 32-5. Harold goes over to Farron, left wing, up top to Gibbs. Circle right, Farron. Three ball, and Farron hits a three ball. Leanne Farron, the senior. And that was a good timeout a while ago. Is up to 8 points now. A little 5-0 run. Not a 5-0 run, but 5-2 run. When you're struggling, any little bit of confidence is helpful. Clampett spins, double teams, kicks it out to Carson Keithley. Keithley shreds through three defenders but can't finish off the layup. Nice dribble drive, and then Harrisonville loses it out of bounds. Chillicothe 32, Harrisonville 8, 3:55 left to play in the second quarter. Morgan Bunt, the 5'10 junior, checks back in. One of the original starters. Chillicothe inbounds into the corner to Jones. Jones goes through three defenders and shows Carson how to hit a layup. Actually, that was Clampett. Check it. That was 11. Clampett, not one. Jones. Well, they both have dark hair, and I'm not paying close attention, apparently. Right wing Trey. That one doesn't fall for Farron. She's one of three. 34-8, Chillicothe. Tried to go inside to Parkey. Nice job with a steal on Gibbs. Stepped in front of Parkey and hauled down the pass. Got the steal. Goes down court. Right wing to Farron. Up top to Lily Harold, the 5'8 junior. Working the perimeter, looking for something to open up somewhere. Over to the right wing to Farron. Free throw line, bunt. 3:11 left to play, 34-8 second quarter action. Chillicothe with a commanding 26-point lead. Back up top to Gibbs. The Harrisonville coach shouting instructions into his team, trying to get them on the same page. Several Lady Wildcats set to check in. They're set to send three of their four bench players in. The next whistle. 2:45 left to play first half, 34-8. Harrisonville showing a lot of patience, but they're also having a problem finding an open shot. They're not forcing it up, but at some point you got to kind of feel like you need to take a shot somewhere, somehow, when you're down by 26. Top of the key, bunt. Looks off a tray, drives inside. Actually, that was Harold. Then kicks it out on the wing to Gibbs, and Chillicothe knocks it loose. Liberty Cox checks in, and Maddie Griffin checks in. Both are sophomores, I think. I know Cox is a sophomore. I think Griffin is, too. They're not on the roster. Play back underway. Harrisonville inbounds it. Shot in and out. Doesn't fall for 22, Morgan Bunt. So you have Clampett, Jones, Keithley, and then the two relative newcomers to the varsity, Griffin and Cox. Two very good ball players, obviously. That's why they're on varsity. Splitting time between JV and varsity. Right side, Jones pulls up free throw line, kicks it out to Maddie Griffin. Back to Jones, baseline left. Trey doesn't get it to fall. Rebound picked up by Liberty Cox. She's fouled. Liberty Cox will go to the line. Liberty Cox, nice job on the low post right, boxing out to grab the offensive board and then was hacked. That's the first one on Maddie Bunt, 15. There's two Bunts. There's Morgan, the junior, and there's Maddie, the freshman. 34-8. First one is no good for Liberty Cox. Eyes it up. Second one misses connection as well. Leanne Farron, the senior starter, checks back in for the Harrisonville Wildcats. Chillicothe's backed off the press, leading 34-8. Across the timeline, Farron, top of the key. Works it against Clampett. Lamer and Campbell set to check in. Circle left for Gibbs and a tie-up. Keithley comes in, ties him up. Cox and Griffin set down. Campbell and Lamer check back in. Katie Riffle checks back in for the Harrisonville Lady Wildcats. Chillicothe inbounds it against pressure. Backcourt. Keithley sends it down to Hannah Jones across the timeline. Skip pass to Lamer. Doesn't get it to fall. A nice boxing out rebound by Lily Harold after Lamer from high post right. Couldn't quite connect with it. And now a foul on Chillicothe. Fourth team foul. I missed who it was on. Hopefully they'll put it on the board at some point. Across the timeline, Harrisonville wants to post up, instead kicks it out. Left wing, Keithley is on Hannah Gibbs, and there's that's the second one on Campbell. Three ball for Farron. She has six of her team's 11 points, two of four from the perimeter. 23-point Chillicothe lead, 43 seconds left in the first half. Clampett lays it up, is bumped as she's shooting. No call, but the ball is wedged between the rim and the backboard, and that's considered a jump ball. Possession arrow pointed to Harrisonville's way. So they retrieve a second basketball to knock it loose, and Harrisonville will have 36 seconds to work with here. Chillicothe leading 34-11. Right wing, Sarah Bufa over circle left now to Hannah Gibbs. Gibbs up top to Farron, the starter. Top of the key, three ball. That one doesn't get it to fall. Rebound falls into Lamer's hands. Chillicothe down court to Campbell. Up top to Jones. Right side to Keithley. Three ball from the right wing. Boom! Carson Keithley knocks it in perfectly. At the buzzer, they wave it off. One waves it off, and the others agree. Your final score, not your final score, but your halftime score, Chillicothe 37, Harrisonville 11. Lady Hornets lead it by 26. We're back with the halftime show after this on KCHI.